Pyongyang style.
What is it you don't like me saying about this?
I know the...
So our minders are now rather upset with us because we tried to do a piece to camera in front of the statue of Kim Il-sung here, and they clearly felt that we said stuff that was not respectful to the great leader, and now we're in trouble.
That's the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes berating his North Korean minders as he's being detained while trying to report. The BBC team were held temporarily and then expelled.
We're not going to make any statements now or interviews. We're obviously very glad to be out. We're going to go and talk to our bosses now. But just relieved to be out. Thanks.
Wingfield Hayes arriving in Beijing on Monday and mobbed by the local press. North Korea said his team had been disrespectful of both the country and its leadership. Barbara Demick is LA Times correspondent, author of Nothing to Envy, Ordinary Lives in North Korea. Demick says this attempt by the North Korean regime to control the news got away from them.
Actually, I think this one backfired on them. They invited all these journalists in because they wanted to, you know, put on a good show to demonstrate that North Korea is a modern, open country, not the same old hermit kingdom. But I think they just got too angry at the BBC to control themselves. Their ideas of what is good journalism is not the same as ours. And the BBC crew made the mistake of actually reporting what they saw.
And the question of what are the ground rules when you get into North Korea, do we believe those might have been violated or pushed to the extreme by the BBC? What sorts of rules of the game do journalists understand they have to obey when they get into a North Korea like that?
You know, when on my previous trips to North Korea, I found that they cared a lot more about how you behave than what you actually reported. But as a print journalist, they don't see what I'm writing until after it comes out. But the BBC crew was doing stand-ups, and they were saying, you know, a lot of what we see seems to be staged. They visited a children's hospital and thought it was kind of fake. And again, they were, you know, reporting live. They were doing stand-ups, including one in front of a statue of Kim Il-sung, the country's founder. So, you know, their reporting was, you know, simultaneous to what was happening inside.
Do you think the BBC's reporting could be accurate given the narrow window that they had to even assess what was going on in North Korea?
Oh, I think their reporting was completely accurate. They were taken to a children's hospital where these supposedly ailing children were being given physical therapy. And these children were obviously, you know, in blooming good health. And the adults who are present were clearly not doctors. In fact, one of the Nobel laureates tells Wingfield Hayes, you know, these are not sick children, and those people are not doctors. And given North Korea's, you know, long history of staging these fakey scenes to impress, you know, it was obvious what they were seeing.
North Korea really does benefit when the internet goes wild with trending stories about North Korea. They want to be in the conversation, even if they can't completely control it, right?
They do want to be in the conversation, but I don't think this was the publicity they intended. The journalists were invited partly for, as I said, props for domestic propaganda, but they also want to show the outside world that they're developing, that they don't need U.S. assistance or Western assistance to develop. And Kim Jong-un has devoted a lot of the nation's resources to kind of vanity projects in Pyongyang. North Korea cares extraordinarily what impression they make. And I think from the outside world's view, they did not make a good impression.
Barbara Demick is LA Times correspondent and author of Nothing to Envy, Ordinary Lives in North Korea. Barbara, thanks so much.
Thank you.